This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hectic week, crazy week. No, there's a lot of people tense out there. Half the country saying, call it already. Let's, you know, start preparing our new president. Others are saying, wait a second. What the hell's going on here? So I get it. It's tense. People are freaked out. People are grumpy. Man, are people grumpy with me on Facebook. Oh, my gosh, people grumpy. So let's just kind of break down what's going on. And I get it. I get that this is a very, very emotional time for everybody. I get that. And that's kind of why I'm here. You know, I mean, I'm a physician that kind of talks about everything, sports, economy, politics. But I got to tell you, it's, you know, there's always more to than just, you know, all right, there's cholesterol and prostate issues, or there's votes, or there's, you know, a stock market climb. There's an underlying psychology to everything. There's an underlying network that happens, or a dimension. And so if I can help you guys walk through that, you know, as clearly as we can, you know, hopefully it eases the path, you know, a little easier for some, and hope it helps other people celebrate. You know, and I don't know. Got a divided country, and if I'm on any side, I want a united America. I'm America first. I can't stand seeing the country divided like this. Well, lots of changes happened overnight. Georgia is now leaning towards Biden with 49.4% of the vote. 2,450,000 to Trump's 2,448,000. So because it's so close, it looks like Georgia will be having a recount. In Nevada, Biden has now widened his lead. Biden is now ahead by 20,000 votes. He has 49.8% of the vote to Trump's 48.1% of the vote. North Carolina still leans towards Trump. Trump leads by about 80,000 votes. Pennsylvania has now flipped towards Biden. Pennsylvania is showing that Biden's lead is now 3.3 million to Trump's 3.2 million. Arizona still on the side, on the still in the majority for Biden at 1.561 million votes to 1.517 for Trump. So, you know, it looks like probably within the next 24 hours, Joe Biden is going to be announced as our president-elect. Remember, the Electoral College has to vote in December. I think that's like December 14th. And then they meet, I believe, first, second week of January, make their announcement, and then the transition happens. So, what is President Trump going to do next? Well, all right, there's been calls, even by some Republicans, to say, you know what, just call it. You lost. The people voted for Biden. You have others telling Trump, did the people vote for Biden? You see video footage of ballots post-election, and there's this one video that somebody sent me, and it's pretty impactful, where you see bags and bags of votes. You could see the votes. She got her camera up there, and she was nice. She wasn't wearing a mask. She asked them, you know, the election's been called. Apparently it was November 4th already, and there were votes still in ballot boxes that weren't counted. Now, so Trump's team, all right, you're going to hear rumors that Trump's team is going to tell him to call it or tell him not to call it. If the United States voted for Joe Biden, Joe Biden's our president. But if the United States didn't vote for Joe Biden, and there were many ballots from dead people, if ballots that were supposed to be counted weren't and were stuck in a container and, you know, being collected days after the election, those things that make people a little nervous. So any leader, whether it's going to be President Biden or President Trump, has to convince America that the election went as smooth as possible. Now, if I was a Democratic strategist, I would have, right, the second somebody said that they saw that there were, you know, ballots under a rock. Or in Buffalo, we're going to be talking about, apparently one of the postal workers was heading to Canada with ballots. We're going to talk about that. It was reported out of Buffalo. If I was a Democrat strategist, I'd be like, okay, whoa, guys. Okay, you know, if I become president, I'm here to preserve democracy. What's going on here? All right, we need to be transparent. Same thing with President Trump. You know, if President Trump won Ohio by somebody, you know, by there being false votes, he needs to go, no, guys, then we do over. So that's not going to happen, though. That's in a perfect world. You know, this election was unlike any other election, not because it was the most important election. Everybody says it was the most important election. The reason why some people say that is because if mail-in ballots prove or now become the way to vote, then whatever happened this election will probably happen next election. For some, they're like, woohoo, yay, that was cool. Mail-in ballots were fun. For others, they're like, what are you talking about? I'm seeing that there's ballots still in the box, or there's people are putting ballots in their car. Somebody else having possession of your vote that you used to just have, you know, the only relationship anybody had with your vote is whoever read the votes from the polling stations. Now we've added variables. So if mail-in voting, and I think mail-in voting is going to be here to stay because COVID is going to be here to stay, and I think a lot of people do not want to go to the polls. They don't want to stand in line. They want the convenience of home voting. And if we can't come up with an electronic way to do it, which I think we should, mail-in ballots are here to stay. So whether it's going to be President Trump or President Biden in January, they need to convince America that whatever happened this election, with all the stories and all the videos and all the accusations of fraud or the evidence of fraud, if we have it, that's going to be, you know, corrected. Now, Trump is not going to probably take these results as they are. I mean, you know, think about it. If you were running for office and you heard somebody was heading to Canada with ballots, you know, are you going to be like, wait a second, okay, not cool? Or if you had people that were supposed to watch the ballots and they got kicked out, or, you know, the windows were covered or things like that. And, you know, the window covering. One of you asked me about why were windows covered during the polling stations in the county. Well, from what I understand, you never got to see anybody count the vote. You know, it was whatever happened, you know, happened behind closed doors. And then you just hope that everybody was ethical and all that. Again, this is mail-in ballots. So all of a sudden now there's windows. So what is Trump going to do next? Trump is going to demand recounts. He's going to demand evaluations of the ballots to see if any of them are false from dead people or if they were, done inappropriately. I just don't know how he and his team can do that, though. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's hear from you. 1-877-362-3254. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember I said the Postal Service hadn't been in the news for the last few days? And I guess a lot of people were really, really giving the Postal Service a bad time and a hard time with all this. And I could just see the Postal Service going, really, mail-in ballots? Oh, my gosh. You know, so they had to step up and say, look, we got this. We're going to return the ballots on time. We're going to make sure there's no fraud. And the Postal Service, and I have to commend them. Now, mind you, it was based on not hearing any news about the Postal Service. So, you know, I kind of gave them a shout-out the other day going, oh, good job, guys. I mean, if you were able to get, I mean, what, 70 million votes or maybe of those people that, you know, what, maybe 130 million people voted and maybe 70 million of them were mail-in ballots, you know, things have been kind of quiet. We didn't really hear much from the Postal Service. I was like, okay, good job. Well, they did do a good job in this next story where they reported, because you don't really see a lot of this news, that one of their own got arrested because allegedly he had, I think, 800 pieces of mail, including some ballots, not a lot. Again, we don't really have a lot of the specifics, but they weren't his ballots. He had claimed that all that mail was his and his mom's, but it wasn't. And apparently he had taken a wrong turn. So he was in a postal service truck. He's a carrier, from what I understand. And, I believe he was in his own, he was in a postal service truck. I don't know if these were in his own truck, but it was undelivered mail. And he made a wrong turn, and he went towards, I guess, the Customs and Border Patrol area of Canada, where they stopped him, and then they saw he had the mail. You know, it's interesting. Now, Customs not only has to make sure that people aren't bringing in drugs and they aren't bringing in other stuff, they got to make sure that there's not, you know, there's that, not mail. So he was stopped on the bridge at about 7:30 p.m. This was on Tuesday night. So this was election night. So somebody's ballots were in his car heading to Canada. And there was other mail addressed to other people, so people were not getting their mail. I don't get my mail all the time. One of my friends sent me something. I still haven't gotten it. But you know what? Again, I don't want to criticize the Postal Service. They got their hands full. You know, and considering what they had to do, you know, to be having to take on all of a sudden 60 million pieces of mail, you know, they do deserve some recognition. The only thing is when you see something like this, it makes you start to shatter your faith on, again, mail and ballots and who has control of them. Now, the Postal Service has given us a hotline, and they have said that if anybody suspects that there has been any fraud from any of their carriers, that the public should call 1-888-USPSOIG. That's 1-888-USPSOIG, or visit USPSOIG.gov. So the Postal Service is trying to do their part. But so what does that mean? Okay, I mean, you know, there was a video of a postal worker throwing mail into the garbage, but that was like 2014, and I don't know if those were ballots in 2014, but, you know, that was one video circulating. We have this case. Is it isolated where, well, you know, it's only a few ballots, and a few ballots happen, and we move on, you know, or is it significant of some very serious disease that's going on in the United States where that one was the one that got caught? Now, it's interesting, because when I posted that on Facebook, okay, a Democrat-leaning person, I'm assuming, liberal, not Democrat, but liberal-leaning person, said, oh, but it's okay because that state went to Biden anyway. Or it was like no big deal because it went to Biden, and Biden was already farther ahead than Trump. Okay, this is the problem I have with the United States. If there has been fraud and dead ballots, like remember we heard with John F. Kennedy or whatever, dead ballots or ballots by dead people. Okay, one wrong ballot found needs to mean, guys, we're starting over. All right, I mean, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right. An election means every vote counts. I think the majority of Americans are going, count every vote. Every vote needs to count. Every legal vote needs to count. Not by a dead person. Not a ballot that was stolen from somebody. But if Mary voted, her vote needs to count. If John voted, his vote needs to count. Whether he's Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. So when I hear that a postal worker is heading out of the country with ballots, it wasn't a lot of them, but still, all right, then that means whosoever ballots were in his car isn't getting counted. Well, if we're doing an election where every ballot gets counted, every true ballot, your voice gets counted, do-over. Now, I don't think anybody's going to do a do-over. Half the country's going to be like, let's just call it, let's just move on. Here's our new president. Yay, Joe Biden. The other half is going, wait a second here. So then what happens with the next election? And what happens with the next election? So you see, this does become more, you know, trust me, I think a lot of us would love the election to be over and we want to move on, but there is something at stake here. All right? You know, our future elections are going to be using this one, unfortunately, as some sort of barometer. And if we do have evidence that there were postal workers not delivering the ballots, or ballots were getting not harvested, but accumulated or collected. Ballots were getting collected after Election Day, or there were, and I, you know, you guys have been sending me all sorts of videos and things like that, and, you know, they don't look doctored to me. I mean, they look like real accounts, and there's nobody to send those to. I appreciate you guys sending them to me. I'll try to send them to wherever they get sent to, but it's, you know, what is the next election going to look like? So, you know, you were hearing in the news, you know, Republicans need to tell Trump to drop it, you know, move on. He lost, you know, the race. But you have a lot of Republicans out there going, well, wait a second. If we were winning and we had a red wave and there was some sort of fraud, then what's going to happen in 2 years? And then what's going to happen in the next 2 years with each of these House or the next elections? And so there's arguments now that whoever runs the polls and whoever can, you know, manage the, you know, or have more of a, shall we say, presence with mail-in ballots might win all future elections. Now, that starts to make half the country a little nervous. All right? You know, if you think that whatever happened this time was fine and worked out great, you're like, good. I love America. Hallelujah. Everything's great. If you don't and you think, wait a second, I see that there's been fraud. I see that things haven't been done kosher. You're going to think that now this is going to happen in every single election. Because remember, the polls and the electronics had some sort of safety measures in terms of fraud. Now, it could be wide open. So, you know, if I was Republican or Democrat or Independent or Green Party, I would be like, okay, guys, if there is fraud, we need to stop this, and we need to reevaluate and know exactly what kind of fraud there is. I'm academic, okay? Being a physician, you become a scientist. When you're a scientist and you become academic, you're like, look, I just want data. I mean, how much cheating was there? Now, we know that there's cheating, just like, okay, like in any corporation. In any corporation, they're stealing. Somebody will steal a paperclip. Somebody will steal some whiteout. Somebody will steal a post-it note. All right? Me, I would accidentally always have a pen in my pocket. You know, because as a doctor, you're always putting pockets in your pens in your pocket. So I'd have a pen and think, oh, gosh, I stole your pen. And I'd bring it back like, I stole your pen. Sorry, I stole your pen. So companies already kind of account for that 0.01% loss of revenue for stealing. If somebody, though, steals something bigger or you see a pattern, they're gone. Because that one person that can persist and pervade. I mean, maybe the company will be three strikes or out, but once you see that it's a little more serious, it doesn't happen. So I think what's been happening all along with elections is if there was a dead vote, dead person vote that turned in or whatever, the numbers were so negligible that people said, the numbers don't matter. So if the numbers were low, you know, Trump would have won the state anyway, or Hillary would have won the state anyway. See, this is why, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you need to step up and say something. Because if the cheating expands, or if there is any fraud that expands, it affects anybody. So if, let's say, mail-in ballots were a complete cluster, and let's say it did provide room for fraud, and you have people that are looking at the House election now in 2 years and some of the governor elections that are coming up in 2 years, okay, 2022. And people are like, well, wait a second, we can't win. So if you can't win, join them. And what if the other side is going, you know what, we're going to storm the mailboxes with tons of ballots. We're going to, you know, then we unfortunately start to feed on this. And we had an election plan in place. And I know nobody liked it when I said, guys, let's hold off until we can make sure we can do this safely and accurately. But no, everybody wants to have the election, and they did. And then now we have, you know, this mess where half the country's like, no, somebody cheated. Other half the country like, no, we voted, our votes were counted. 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have a pain in the neck, A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes...
Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment, down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago. America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Naraki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So also making headlines, but not much, because obviously they're overshadowed with what's going on with the election, is Oregon had passed a measure to decriminalize drugs like amphetamine, heroin, the quote-unquote hard drugs. So if somebody is caught in possession with these drugs, rather than them going to jail, they have a choice of a $100 fine or being admitted to rehab. Now, this has been hailed as a huge, huge advancement in helping people who are addicted to drugs. Others have concerns that that might lead to increased drug use or increased crimes of people who are under the influence. So I figured we'd talk about it, and I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my listeners used to be, I think, a cop in Florida, and he used to be saying for years, look, we need to decriminalize, you know, these hard drugs. While, you know, marijuana took some time to decriminalize marijuana, and we need to talk about that. There are some countries out there, like Switzerland, where drugs are decriminalized. You could have heroin, I believe you could have methamphetamine. I mean, so, you know, what happened with marijuana? So, you know, many places claim, or countries claim, that have decriminalized drugs, that use did not go up. Use of heroin, use of opioids, use of methamphetamines, you know, did not go up when it was decriminalized. So what happened in Nevada? Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't smoke pot. So even though it's illegal, you know, I really didn't go and smoke pot. I didn't. Now, have I noticed the smell of it more? Have I noticed every hotel room I go into, it stinks of pot? Have I noticed some drivers just, you know, act like they're like half asleep when they drive? Yeah. I'm assuming, you know, the decriminalization of marijuana, and I voted for it. I voted, you know, for it to legalize. Again, I wanted it studied, and I didn't, you know, I didn't think that marijuana was going to lead to, you know, hard crimes, and I felt that by the time the process would go into effect, we would have a means to be able to find drivers who were under the influence. I was wrong in terms of us still being able to control the driving. That could be dangerous, you know, and I was also wrong about students now having easy access to it, and we're seeing the dropout rates. It's going to be kind of skewed now because of COVID, but high school dropout rate, college dropout rate, you know, associated with heavy marijuana use. So, you know, also employment issues. Again, we aren't going to be able to really get numbers on that because COVID changed everything. So I do, though, believe that some of the STD spikes and foodborne illnesses might have been a little bit associated with that. But for the most part, I'll stand by my vote to legalize marijuana. I don't know if I would have gone so far with methamphetamine. I don't know if I would have gone so far as with heroin. Now, there's the debate on, well, do they need to be in jail? This is where Oregon was like, putting somebody who uses drugs and has a medical condition and needs to be medically monitored in jail isn't practical. They might have a point there, okay? You know, when we would have drunks come in to the hospital, I mean, we had to watch them very, very closely and make sure they didn't go into DTs, delirium tremens, and get, they'll have hallucinations, or they could seize, or they could die. So, I mean, we were giving alcohol through the IV, this is in the 90s, to people coming in who had severe alcoholism and to avoid alcohol withdrawal, would also give them some lorazepam. We wanted the benzodiazepine to stop the seizure. But we had to medically care for people who were completely drunk, just like you have to medically care for somebody who had a heroin overdose or who had like a methamphetamine overdose. And so, you know, maybe if I was going to tweak the law a little bit, it would be, well, don't throw them in jail, but put them in a pseudo medical facility. Now, where that changes a little bit is you can't force a person to go to rehab. That's why they have that $100 fine. You can be fined $100. Some people say that's just too little. Nobody's going to then go through rehab. Or you could get rehab services, which I believe are supposed to be free. So you can't technically incarcerate somebody and force them to go through rehab. But I am interested, and I do want to interview some of the police and prison or jail systems over there to find out what exactly, you know, did they have to do with those that were, you know, kind of medically unstable. And a lot of people that end up getting arrested need medical care, and they do. The prison system has a huge network of, you know, doctors and nurses and things like that. It's not like your average hospital, but they have to have medical people on staff. And so, you know, there might be a case that, you know, our men and women in blue are like, look, you know, I got to be dealing with bigger crimes. I got to be dealing with riots. I got to be dealing with people shooting each other. I got to be dealing with, you know, I can't be sitting there giving Narcan to somebody and then making sure they get plenty of Narcan. And then, you know, then they go to the hospital and then I have to, you know, arrest them and then I have to, you know. So we are going to be looking at drug use more as a medical condition than a crime. And I'll support that. I don't support, though, people in possession of hard drugs getting off scot-free without anybody kind of investigating if they were dealers or if they were, you know, selling these or giving them to kids or endangering anybody else around the house. You know, we're hearing cases of pediatric cases where kids are ending up in the hospital because they ate mom's cookie, dad's cookie, you know, and you're like, well, they're not drug users. They use marijuana. Marijuana is legal, so they don't get the drug user delineation or nomenclature. But the thing is these kids are having access to it. So if there's going to be somebody who is not going to be coherent all the time with marijuana, or not marijuana, I'm sorry, with heroin or methamphetamine or LSD or whatever, then, I mean, are they, what do you do with those in their care? You know, and again, you can't force a person to go through rehab, but you can protect their children. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. So Oregon was kind of one of the first to decriminalize marijuana. They're now decriminalizing drugs like heroin, methamphetamine, LSD, oxycodone. So if you do have oxycodone, a lot of people have pain issues. They became addicted to it. Doesn't mean they're criminal and they need to go to jail. You know, remember, we have an issue with jails, too. You know, and we're going to start to, you know, filter and triage who needs to be in jail. Is it the ones that we think who could kill and rape, etc., or the ones that are addicted to their opioid? But if anybody is a risk to other people, that's when they need to go to jail. So somebody's going to have to decide, is that person on methamphetamine a risk? Hitler was on methamphetamine. All right? He was a terror. Others take methamphetamine and they're fine. They just party it up and they're good and they leave everybody alone. So it might actually be more of a complex issue for the penal system or the criminal justice system, you know, than we think, because if there end up being cases, not so much of increased use, but accidents, fights, behaviors, workplace injuries, child neglect, then that's when the police have to get involved. So, you know, I get it. Do they need to be thrown in jail? No, they do need medical care. But it is going to be interesting to see how many just paid a $100 fine or how many choose to go through rehab. Now, you know, we spoke about how some of the cops were like, look, you know, don't make me start giving Narcan. There were some districts or some departments that had said, you know, When we give Narcan to reduce a heroin overdose, right, they start getting combative. And it's not so much that they're delirious. It's that they're ticked that they spent a lot of money for that high and you just reversed it. So, you know, many cops are like, look, can we kind of leave this to the paramedics? But then again, the paramedics are like, I don't want them beating me up. So, you know, people on their drugs, it's a little tricky. But that's what's happening with Oregon. I'd like to hear from you guys. You know, should hard drugs be decriminalized? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Myra's asking if Melania is going to divorce Trump after the election. I don't know. I would think it wouldn't happen right away. If that is the case, everybody thinks they don't have the happiest of marriage. I don't know if I would, because don't you still get Secret Service sort of protection? And so I don't know. Unfortunately, I can't answer that. Also, Ryan wants to know if Trump's going to run again in 2024. So this is interesting. Before I talk about Putin, this is what I think is going to happen. Joe Biden becomes president-elect. There's going to be court cases. There's going to be evidence brought forth, but it's not going to be enough, or the courts are going to say maybe these ballots were wrong, but it wasn't enough, and Trump's would be probably denied being able to move forward. Joe Biden comes in, but then Trump's going to, I believe, still act as a influencer. And so we'll talk about this. I want to talk about Putin, but it's interesting with, you know, President Trump. I mean, he really approached the election as a businessman, as a business owner. And he went all in and he got the crowds and he proved to America that, you know, he was liked by at least half the country, and it isn't manifesting right now in the polls, depending on how people feel about it. And so I'm not expecting him to go down without a fight. I am expecting him to fight, you know, especially if there was fraud and they have evidence of fraud. But I think he's going to be very present if Joe Biden moves into the White House. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. First, let's talk about Vladimir Putin. So rumors are circulating that Putin may be stepping down next year, and he may be stepping down next year because he has Parkinson's. Now, this is rumors, okay? The Dr. Dahlia Show news team is still asleep. I never got a chance to fire him because they didn't show up to work, and I really didn't want to do it by text. I'll probably meet with them this weekend, and they'll probably buy me drinks. I'm like, oh, I love you guys. So, anyway, but Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, right, maybe retiring. He's 67 years old, and apparently people have been wondering about Putin's health because they've been, you know, seeing maybe he might have a tremor, or maybe he has some rigidity and lack of flowing movement with his arms, or he looks like he walks a little bit more stiff. Well, if somebody has Parkinson's, it's very progressive, as we've seen with Michael J. Fox, with Robin Williams. And so the Kremlin has been denying the claims, but who brought this up was Moscow political scientist Professor Valery Solovey. And he felt that this is something that's coming up, and he had released this. I'm not sure what sort of trouble he might be in for saying this. The Kremlin has denied it. They said he's in good health, etc. But this isn't the first time we heard of a leader that had Parkinson's. So what is Parkinson's? So I think about 60,000 Americans get new cases each year. And Parkinson's we see in older individuals. It is the second most common degenerative disorder that can happen as we age. The first is Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is the number one cause of dementia. About 60-70% of dementia cases are Alzheimer's. You also have multi-infarct dementia and things like that. But Parkinson's is a progressive disorder that also affects your extremities. It affects your facial expressions. It affects a whole variety of body movements. And when Parkinson's occurs, it kind of affects the substantia nigra part of the brain, and it affects your dopamine. And dopamine is a very powerful neurotransmitter that you need, which is why when we treat Parkinson's patients, we use dopamine agonists, which gets a little complicated, but we have a much easier time treating Parkinson's than we do Alzheimer's. Now, Parkinson's, I actually met one of the great-grandsons. Parkinson's was first called a shaking palsy because somebody with Parkinson's was doing this. And then once he held something, you didn't see it. But then when he put it down, so it was called a shaking palsy. It was identified by James Parkinson back in 1817. And so even though Parkinson's has been around a lot, you see older people with it. I don't know if you guys ever watch I Love Lucy reruns, but Fred Mertz, you know, Fred and Ethel, they're best friends, right? Fred, you saw the shake and the tremor. And so, whether people diagnosed it back then or did anything about it, or maybe they just gave him something for the tremor. Remember, we didn't really have MRIs and a lot of the testing like we do now. But, it's been around for a while. So what are the symptoms? Well, you're more stiff. You're more rigid. Without the dopamine transmitter, you're less dopamine. You just don't have the movement as freely and fluidly as you did. You'll lose your balance. They have a shuffling step. When they walk, they don't have nice, big, strong, confident strides. They have, little shuffling steps because, again, they don't want to fall. You're an older person, you fall, that can be deadly. They'll move slow, etc., but it's not just so much about the movement. Like we saw with Robin Williams, you could have depression. You could have anxiety. You could have mood swings. You could have memory loss. You could also have other issues that will give you depression, anxiety, like constipation. You could have issues with your eating. You could have trouble swallowing. Many people's Parkinson's might, don't freak out with this, guys. Don't freak out with this. But sometimes the first sign of Parkinson's could be erectile dysfunction. Now, trust me, erectile dysfunction could happen because of low testosterone or diabetes or just, your wife looks like me and doesn't do it for you. But Parkinson's could also cause erectile dysfunction. So anything that kind of requires a lot of nerve and excitation might not, unfortunately, do what it needs to. I don't know if it's been documented, but also probably lack of orgasms. Being able to have an orgasm could also be a sign. Then, some people with Parkinson's, when they get it serious, they could get hallucinations, they could get delusions, they could get delirium. We're going to be talking about delirium and delusions when we talk about COVID pretty soon. So, who's at risk for Parkinson's? Well, it's not always genetic. Sometimes we just don't know when some people get it. There's been some discussions, well, is it a virus? Somebody got a virus and it affects the brain. Is it a gene? Is it something environmental? I don't think we know. I have seen more cases in people with head trauma. So, you have damage to the brain. Obviously, that's not going to allow a more, nutritious environment. We have seen, not that I want you to smoke, but we've seen less Parkinson's in smokers. Now, maybe it's because the nicotine is excitatory. I don't know. But we have seen less Parkinson's in those who smoke. So that's kind of interesting. Herbicides, pesticides could do it as well. So based on how bad you are, there's different stages of it. So if Putin has it, my guess is he's got some mild stages. But we start to say that you have more moderate to severe when we start seeing you have balance issues. And it's funny because with Parkinson's, you could very easily misdiagnose it because, people are depressed. People are anxious. Look how many people are anxious. They're like, call the election already. Or, no, fuck the election. I mean, people right now are anxious. It's hard to look at your family member and go, you have depression or anxiety, so you might have an infection or you might have Parkinson's. Well, we're going to talk about that. There's kind of ways to tell. But we treat it with levodopa because we convert it. A levodopa can convert to dopamine in the brain, so we try to kind of help you still keep your dopamine up. There's carbidopa. There's dopamine agonists that act like or mimic dopamine. We have, we can also do brain stimulation and things like that. But what is interesting is there's been a lot of famous people that have unfortunately had Parkinson's. Michael J. Fox, as you know, Janet Reno, Robin Williams, Muhammad Ali, very famously had Parkinson's, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt, Pope John Paul II had Parkinson's, we believe. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Neil Diamond had revealed a few years back that he had Parkinson's. Ozzy Osbourne has Parkinson's. And then it's been postulated that Adolf Hitler had it as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.